Good morning. It is 5:04 a.m. on this nice Friday morning, and you are listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon with Adam Ninchaka, WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Thank you for joining me this morning. So today, the theme of the show, as I always have a theme, is music that is inspired by literature. Being another fine art, literature often inspires some great music. Western classical music itself is very much indebted to a poetry which was song-like and very rhythmic in its structure. When you go all the way back to the Romans and the Greeks, and so Western culture is very much tied to the marriage between music and literature. And so the first piece you heard actually was a literary piece. That was also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, one of his most famous works. And that's actually inspired by a work by Friedrich Nietzsche of the same name. So coming up next, we will have a piece that is inspired by Shakespeare. You may have heard it at a wedding. This is A Midsummer Night's Dream, number 9. Without further ado.
Thank you. jedem Schatten so manchen süßen Traum. Ich schmied in seine Rinde so manches liebe Wort. Es zog in Freud und Leide zu ihm mich immer wandern vorbei in tiefe Nacht. Da hab ich noch im Dunkeln die Augen zugemacht und seine Zweige rauschten, als riefen sie mir zu: Komm her zu mir, Geselle, hier findest du deine Ruhe.
Welcome back. So that last piece was first up we had War and Peace by Sergei Prokofiev, which is based on the novel by Dostoevsky of the same name. Then we had Schubert's Winterreise, which is the setting of a cycle of poems by Wilhelm Müller, the German poet, to music. That's in the genre of classical music that historians call the Lieder, or song in German. Der Lindenbaum is one of the greatest pieces for that genre, and certainly one of the most beautiful pieces to be heard by Schubert. It really shows the intersection of poetry and music, and how when they use each other, because these poems were largely written with the possibility of being set, that art can be very beautiful. And so we will now hear a piece by Philip Glass, one of my favorite composers, as perhaps you might have guessed, because I believe I've played him, maybe not quite every show, but he's definitely a favorite. And this is based off of the Franz Kafka novella, The Metamorphosis. Philip Glass was heavily inspired by this, so see if you can pick up the Kafka-esque attributes of the music within Philip Glass's music. So here it is, Metamorphosis number 3. Thank you. and welcome back. That piece, we have an order. First we heard a piece, sonnet number 47 of Petrarch by Franz Liszt, and so quite obviously that is inspired by Petrarch's sonnets, which he is remembered for being a pioneer in both Latin and Italian literature. And so that piece by Franz Liszt is really beautiful, which plays off the motif of love in Petrarch's sonnet number 47. And so right after that, the previous song we heard, the third section of the Vier Letzte Lieder by Richard Strauss. And, you know, Richard Strauss is one of my favorite composers. And so this is a setting of a poem by Hermann Hesse to music. Though personally I don't speak German, I've looked up the translation many times, and so I suggest you to do it. It's a very beautiful piece. The four last songs were a really interesting piece done by Strauss. I mean, he was literally, you know, in the last stages of his life, and so he composed these in addition to the Metamorphosis for 23 strings. As, you know, an homage to old age and getting older, and so they're beautiful pieces about a conclusion. And so that's one of the greatest things, this intersection between music and literature, most specifically poetry. So now, a public service announcement. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And so, of course, with today being Friday, though it is early indeed, you know, always be careful when you drink. Never drive. It's unsafe, and you should never put yourself in that kind of danger, or your friends in that kind of risk. So we only have time for one more piece today, actually, because this piece is quite long, but you've definitely heard it. So the final piece on Tchaikovsky's canon today will be Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the final movement, which is a setting of Friedrich Schiller's Ode to Joy by Beethoven. Beautiful, beautiful German text, sung by Placido Domingo in specific, with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. So here it is.
Alle Menschen werden Brüder und einsam. seine Sonnen, seine Sonnen fliegen hoch wie seine Sonnen fliegen durch des Himmels Himmel an. Laufen rüber Räume an.